Darkness fell outside Umbridge's window. Harry did not ask when he would be allowed to stop. He did not even check his watch. He knew she was watching him for signs of weakness, and he was not going to show any, not even if he had to sit here all night, cutting open his own hand with this quill.
"Come here,"
she said, after what seemed hours. He stood up. His hand was stinging painfully. When he looked down at it, he saw that the cut had healed, but that the skin there was red raw.
"Hand?"
she said. He extended it. She took it in her own. Harry repressed a shudder as she touched him with her thick, stubby fingers, on which she wore a number of ugly old rings.
"Tut, tut. I don't seem to have made much of an impression yet,"
she said, smiling.
"Well, we'll just have to try again tomorrow evening, won't we? You may go."
Harry left her office without a word. The school was quite deserted. It was surely past midnight. He walked slowly up the corridor, then, when he had turned the corner and was sure that she would not hear him, broke into a run.